Finally, I've made a decision to pause the use of dynamic entries that are conducted solely for the purpose of preserving evidence, subject to the discretion of myself as chief of police or my designate.
That was the Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly announcing a suspension to the controversial dynamic entries conducted for the purpose of preserving evidence at the Ottawa Police Service Board meeting on Monday afternoon. This decision came after lengthy discussions and public scrutiny on the safety and necessity of the practice, which is also known as a no-knock raid. These raids usually see police suited in full combat gear, often equipped with battering rams, flashbangs, or stun grenades, and are mainly used in situations where there is a risk of evidence being destroyed or a person is subjecting themselves or others to harm. Many U.S. states banned the no-knock raids following the death of Breonna Taylor during a failed no-knock raid in Louisville, Kentucky last March. This tactic has failed in Canada as well. 23-year-old Anthony Ost fell from a 12-floor bedroom window after a dynamic entry into his Ottawa home in October 2020. The Ottawa Police Service has conducted a year-long review of the dynamic entries and are in the final stages of recommendations to be formalized and implemented.
The goals of the Ottawa Police Service dynamic entry review recommendations are to reduce the number of people who enter the criminal justice system, to reduce the number of dynamic entries used by the Ottawa Police Service, to reduce the safety risks to the public and the police in all dynamic entries, and to improve the public's trust in the Ottawa Police Service. This pause will remain in effect while we go through implementing the overall review recommendations in our policies, procedures, and practices. That said, there will always be circumstances where there is a need for the use of dynamic entries to prevent the harm to persons. That is why the Ottawa Police Service will continue to appropriately use dynamic entries in all other circumstances where the purpose is not solely for the purpose of preserving evidence.
Acting Deputy Chief Mark Ford estimates 75 to 80% of dynamic entries to be justified on the basis of preserving disposable evidence. Chief Slowly announced that the OPS has seen a decreasing trend in the uses of dynamic entries.
I want to note to the board that over the last 3 years, the number of dynamic entries used by the Ottawa Police Service has decreased from 82 in 2018 to 59 in 2020. That trend will continue in 2021 and beyond as a result of the review recommendations being fully implemented.
For CHUO-FM, I'm Lauren Olston.